833 Joe Alex. Joe wants to know what movie made you cry. That's 833-563-2539. Now, Alex, I'm going to kick it off, but I want you to think of one for yourself, and I will get right to it. I have two. One of them I couldn't pull an audio clip for, and it makes you cry for multiple reasons. But have you ever seen the movie Pay It Forward? Forget the fact that Kevin Spacey, who is a creepy, touchy, kind of a molesty kind of a guy, is in it.
I have not.
Have you ever seen it? Okay. It is all about this concept of, well, paying it forward. You do one nice thing, and then the person does something else for somebody else, yada, yada. And the little kid from, like, I see dead people, whoever that kid is that Haley Joel Osment, I think?
I think you're right.
He gets stabbed. Spoiler alert, this movie came out like 20 years ago. He gets stabbed trying to break up a fight because this little kid's getting picked on. So it's like, stop it. And this other kid, these little gangster kids in like fifth grade, you know?
Gangster kids.
Well, I mean, yeah, they are. It's like fifth grade, how tough can you be?
Janko jeans.
Oh, actually, I think they are wearing it. I think that's a sponsor of the movie. These kids are fighting and this other kid runs up and he pulls a knife out and he doesn't go to stab the kid that ends up dying, the pay it forward kid, but he turns around because the kid pushes him.
Ooh.
And he walks right into the knife.
Ooh.
So
I've never seen that.
Then, oh, it's sad. Then everybody comes, all these cars are coming to the mom's house. Yeah, he dies.
Aww.
How is he going to pay it forward if he's dead?
I guess that's true.
But he did because he left an amazing mark. So that's sad. You should go watch that if you're looking to cry a little bit. But I don't know if anybody else shares in the sadness of this one, but tell me if you can figure out the movie. This makes me cry every time I watch it, this scene.
Scar! Brother!
Brother!
Help me!
Help him, Scar! Scar doesn't help him. He digs his claws into his paw.
Long live the king.
No! And all the water buffalo and bisons or whatever gets him, and I'm like, no!
See, that's not the part that makes me cry. It's the part right after this when Simba goes up and sees him dead laying there.
Well, it's all part of the death scene. I only have so much time here on the show.
When he says, Dad? That.
Okay, stop it. My dad passed on.
That.
I can't. Stop.
Is the sad
Stop
part.
It. I don't want to do this anymore. Alex, what makes you sad?
Okay, so the part, it's funny that these are all kid movies that make us cry because the part in The Rescuers, the original one with Penny in the orphanage, when she is sad because on adoption day, she doesn't get adopted, so she's confiding in the orphanage cat, Rufus.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on now, come on. No secrets. You tell old Rufus, huh?
Well, it was adoption day at the orphanage.
What happened?
A man and lady came and looked at me, but they choose the little red-headed girl.
Stop!
Okay, first of all,
I'm
not true.
Crying. I'm already
not
crying.
True. Redheads never get picked. This is a fake story.
She was prettier than me.
Oh, she couldn't be. You listen to me, Darwin. You're something extra special.
No, I'm not.
Why someday a mama and a papa will come to the orphanage looking for a pretty little girl just like you.
Honest?
I'll bet my whiskers on it. But you got to believe it.
That freaking scene. Rufus!
Stop
and
it!
Penny's voice. Stop with that voice. Whoever that child actor is, an absolute queen.
How much do you relate to this, Alex?
Well, I wasn't adopted, but it just breaks my heart. I do. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the show, but I do want to adopt at least one child. I would like to one day.
833 Joe Alex, what movie made you cry? Don't hold back and be embarrassed. Let it out. Giovanna, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What was it for you?
My movie was The Best of Me.
I don't know if we've ever seen that. What's that about?
Yeah, it's about, remember, they're in high school and they all love each other, but then they split up and she gets married to some alcoholic, and then he goes back to his hometown. You ever see, he falls off his oil rig into the ocean.
His oil
he's
rig.
He's going to die.
I don't know that movie.
Now I want to watch
recent.
It and cry.
Is it old or
yeah,
new?
Yeah, it's recent. It's with, I don't even know her name. I don't even know her name, but it's a really good movie. It's called The Best Man, and it's so sad because she realizes she wants to get out of her horrible marriage, and then he dies.
Oh, spoiler alert. Now I don't have to watch the movie.
Angela tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. She said The Fault in Our Stars, which
I haven't seen that. How is it?
Oh, the entire movie you're crying. The entire movie, because it's about two cancer kids that fall in love together.
Oh, see, I can't do that kind of stuff. That already makes me sad to see kids that have cancer.
There's been a lot of movies recently. That one, and then there's one that just was in theaters about some girl with cancer, I think. And then Carrie Lewis tweeted us and said, a lot of movies make me cry, but The Imitation Game tops it. I don't know that movie. Do you?
I've heard of it, but I can't think of it. I have not went to movies in so long. Like, unless it's on Netflix, I don't watch it. I need to step my game up. But if she could explain that some more, that'd be cool. Pork Chop, what about you? I feel like you're a big softy.
No, not really.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, see, Liv, he's playing hard right now, but you know he cries.
My mom cried during the Titanic. I remember that. And then Chase, my boyfriend and I, we went to see American Sniper. And
oh, yes.
I don't know. I guess spoiler alert, too. But like at the end, when he's like on the helicopter and he's pretty sure he's about to die, like he calls his wife to say goodbye, and I bawled. I freaking bawled like a little baby in the theater because that was just so sad. Like, I imagined putting myself in that situation. Like, could you imagine? Like,
I cannot imagine you in the military, no.
No, if you're like on an airplane or something, and, or you're in a situation where you just know you're about to die and calling goodbye to say bye to your loved one, like, oh my gosh.
In Sleepless in Seattle, when Tom Hanks' character has called into the radio show and he's describing what it's like living every day without his dead wife who passed away, I think also from cancer. That is one of the saddest freaking things. That's my favorite movie of all time, but that is one of the saddest
I've
things
I've never seen it.
I gotta be honest, I've never seen it either. I know what the movie is, and it's got Meg Ryan. I get it.
Yeah.
I've never seen
that
it.
That is my
That's
favorite.
That's when AOL was really big.
There's three movies that make me cry like uncontrollably. One, Hardball. Have you
I don't
seen
know that,
that
one.
Sounds like a sports movie.
Hardball. Yeah, you haven't seen it. It's with Keanu Reeves.
No.
He's in a bunch of gambling decks. He loves to gamble on sports. So then he ends up coaching like a little league team in an inner city of Chicago. I think it might be Chicago. It might not be Chicago.
Does he get shot?
No, one of the kids, like the kid that's the cutest on the team and that you love on the team, ends up getting shot in his brother's arms.
Ooh.
Because they
spoiler
live
alert.
In, yeah, oh my gosh, such an emotional movie.
That sounds good, like the movie.
Oh my, incredible. And also Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh yes.
I
don't spoil it because I've never seen it.
Uncontrollably cry.
Oh, Crazy Rich Asians is so good. It's
my
funny.
Gosh. It's so emotional.
It's a romantic
cry.
Comedy.
It's that emotional? I never realized
it. Yes. I'm not kidding. I cry multiple times during that movie. I first watched it with my boyfriend's mom and his sister, and I was so embarrassed. I was like trying to hide my face because of how hard I was crying.
Have you seen the movie Lone Survivor? Mark Wahlberg's in it?
No.
It's about like these four guys that get dropped off. Don't quote me exactly.
Sounds like a dude movie.
In 2005, this was based on a true story, an Afghan Navy SEALs, Marcus Luttrell, Mark Wahlberg is representing him, and three other guys. They are deployed on a mission to do some surveillance on a Taliban leader, and they end up getting spotted by goat herders. It's kind of based on a true story. Obviously, the movie probably takes some things in there.
From goat herders?
Yeah, he gets spotted. There's goat herders in the mountains over there. Like they're supposed to be watching where the Taliban
are. The Taliban?
No. But this guy spots him. It's just a regular goat herder. Like there's mountains and there's goats, and they don't know if they keep the guy or let him go. Well, the guy ends up telling him that, hey, there's like military people up in there coming for you. And they spoiler alert because it's a true story. But it's a lone survivor. And like and they show like the photos of the military people and like the final thing is like kind of a gun battle where it all goes down. And
so that guy snitched.
Yeah, the goat guy snitched.
I hate him.
That's why I refuse to drink goat milk.
This show is anti-gun herder or goat herders. If you are a goat herder, you're not allowed to listen.
Okay, but honestly, like at the very end, because they show all the actual families and the people that passed on, I'm like, I started crying so hard. Everybody was crying.
Yeah, that's tough.
It was tough. It was really tough. Go ahead, Liv.
Someone on Twitter said The Greatest Showman made them cry, which I just think is funny.
That's a good movie, but I didn't cry.
No.
I don't know how. Oh, you can cry in that movie. And then someone else said, Sluz on Twitter said, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Oh, yes. I called in that.
Oh, my gosh. That movie is super hard to watch.
Yep.
And then someone, Mike on Twitter said, The End of Toy Story 3.
I haven't seen it. Please stop.
So emotional.
Don't ruin it. Don't ruin it. I'm
so
way behind.
Emotional.
Ashley's on the Joe and Alex show. What movie makes you cry?
Okay, so you said one, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, and I cry every time. And then the second one is I Am Sam.
I don't think I've seen... Oh, wait, yes. Is that the one with Steve Carell? No, that's
actually,
Dan.
I don't know the name. But his face actually looks like the character that he plays, like an autistic person.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I always get those movies mixed up.
All these movies, like, I'm obviously so out of it. Like, I don't know what this movie I Am Sam is, but it sounds like I need to go watch it now.
Somebody said the movie Room, which if you have not seen Room yet, watch it today. It's on Netflix. That is one of the best books I've ever read and movies, but it just came out in the last like 5 years in the theaters. But it's a fictional story, but it's about a girl who is abducted and in captivity, has a son who has never left the room.
You always have these creepy ass movies that you watch about bad childhood stories.
That has Brie Lawson. She won an Oscar for it.
That's insane.
You
Renee,
have to watch it.
You're on the Joe and Alex show. Renee, what movie makes you cry when you watch it?
So I have two. It's Act of Valor and We Were Soldiers.
So any kind of
like
military
war
movie.
Movies.
Huh?
You like war movies. Anything with the military is getting you going.
Yeah, anything with military movies. But I will say Crazy Rich Asians, it was the wedding part that really made me cry.
Yes, with that song.
Me too.
Oh my gosh, and then the water comes up
the
as
water.
They're walking down the aisle.
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay. And with that being said, we have to go grab a towel. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.